Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Borders are political demarcations conceived of by man. Nature, meanwhile, knows no such boundaries.
The boundary to Texas and the United States doesn't stop at midway of the Rio Grande. It goes all the way to the Mexican side, it's as far as the resources are concerned.
Smiley Nava is recently retired from Texas Parks and Wildlife, where he served as its borderland biologist. His work focused on the natural resources along the 1,200-mile border shared between Texas and Mexico.
We are specifically looking at the state natural resources that we share with our four Mexican states. We're right at around 50% of the U.S.-Mexico border, so Texas is an important component of those shared resources.
The area Smiley oversaw is diverse.
The Tamaulipan scrublands is one of the provinces that's prominent for a good part of our border that we share with Mexico. The other part, the upper basin of the Rio Grande as you move inland, is more typical of the Chihuahuan desert. So what species utilize those, what the natural resources and components we share with Mexico in those regions kind of drive where we're trying to focus our work.
That's our show for today, with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the Private Lands and Public Hunting Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.